When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Do you feel more or less confident? Before we get to the phones and read some of the text, let me just put it this way. Tone to start was humble pie, wasn't good enough, disappointing, not up to our standards. And when asked, hey, Campbell gave himself an F, what about you? He said, yeah, it's an F. It's pass fail. We failed. We're not playing right now. So that's all good, right? There's not like a delusion of, well, actually, everything I did was awesome. My issue is, John, did he ever articulate how this offseason is going to be different than previous offseasons? Is there any one area where he really owned, hey, I screwed up? It was more general.
Yeah, it was. And I understand that we are at the very early stages of the offseason. But his evaluation should have been going on throughout the entire season so that when you get here, you have a starting point of, yes, we need to address the center position, the offensive line. We've got to address the tackle position. We've got to address it's not just having multiple guys up front with double-digit sack numbers. What are you also getting from your defensive tackles? Because you look at Denver, who was by far and away the best team at pressuring the quarterback. They lead by 10, 11 sacks, and they've only got one guy in double digits. And that's Nick Benito.
Good point.
But then you look and you say, well, Jonathan Cooper is a linebacker, 8 sacks. Franklin Myers, defensive end, 7.5 sacks. Zach Allen, 7 sacks. Justin Snard, you got 4.5 sacks. Like you go down the list and there are contributors all across that defensive front. So it's not always about getting pressure from just your edge guys.
But when you say, I'm going to have the same approach at defensive end, and then you say, urgency on the offensive line, but we've been urgent. We haven't ignored it. That doesn't speak to, I haven't done enough and need to rework some of this and maybe get out of my comfort zone and do things a little differently this offseason. None of that was conveyed to us as fans. Let's get to the phones. Let's start with Steve. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Appreciate the show. Just a couple things. I listened to that during Mike Valenti's when they were doing the press conference yesterday. There's something really wrong with this guy, Brad Holmes.
Oh, I thought you meant Mike.
Talk about aggressiveness. He wants to be aggressive. I'll give him aggressive. Jalen Phillips. That's aggressive. This guy really has done nothing. He claims that he failed. Yes, they both failed miserably. And I'm telling you, I'm really sorry that, not just for me, but for the other people that paid all this money to go to these Lions games. Nobody's listening to the folks that go and cheer this team on. I don't know what this guy's going to do. Listening to him yesterday, and then when you guys play some of these radio clips, this guy's going to be the same place where he was last year. I don't think he's going to make any improvement. In my opinion, gentlemen, I think it's time for him to go, because I really think there's something wrong with him. Thank you and have a blessed day.
Yeah, that's going a bit far.
Yeah, at no point do I think they should fire him. When he says he hasn't done anything, that's going too far. They've won a few division titles, couple division titles. They've won a couple playoff games. They've drafted fairly well. They have cornerstone pieces here because of Brad Holmes. I don't want him fired. And to be clear, actions are going to matter more than anything he said yesterday at the press conference. But I guess I just wish that he, not that you're going to get specifics, John, but that there was an idea of there are things that we need to change that I'm willing to own that weren't good enough specifically, right?
Yes. Specifically about Jalen Phillips. And I know he was a name at the trade deadline, and Howie Roseman went out and got their guy. He finished the year with 5 sacks.
Yeah, look, at no point are you guaranteed anything if you take a swing. At no point does risk guarantee you that you're going to get a great football player. Like, there's a world where Brad Holmes trades for a center who's a turnstile in reality, and it doesn't work out, and he burned the draft pick. But he's willing to burn the draft pick on Manu, so I guess I'd rather see the pursuit, that it's not just phone calls that are happening in the dark, but moves that are actually made on the field. And then we can say, well, now I'm more willing to say you tried. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm more willing to hear you out. Hey, we evaluated, we scouted, we attempted, we took risk. It's not always going to work, but we didn't ignore it. When you say we didn't ignore it, but you also didn't add, then it's hard to take you
right
at that word.
And it does take two. Like, you've got to have,
of course,
a trade partner, somebody that's willing to part with a good player. But if they're not willing to part with the good player from what you're offering, but you need that good player, you may have to overpay a little bit to get them. And it's just like in when we're talking about the center position. If you want to go out in free agency and get a good player.
A Linderbaum, a McGovern.
Yeah. Okay, so Tyler Linderbaum. Like, right now, the top end of the center market is at, what, $18 million?
Yes.
All right. So do you think that Tyler Linderbaum is the same as, what's the center for Chicago, who I think is one of
Dahlman.
The Dahlman. All right, he may not be Dahlman, but you're going to have to pay him more than you are paying Dahlman. So what does it take, $20 million to get it done?
Right, and that would be, quote, more than our chart says he should get paid, so we're not going to do it because it would be an overpay and a mistake. Well, then the trade-off is the opportunity cost. Who's your center? You still got to play games next year. You still got to try to get better next season. And you may have to spend a little more than you want, give up a little more than you want, quote, lose the deal. You know, you're the sucker. You gave up more than you should have. But if you don't take those risks at all, you get to watch the playoffs on the couch with us.
Right.
And I don't like that he was doing the press conference yesterday. I want him to do it at the end of February. 248-539-9797. Let's read some of the texts coming in. Guys, everybody works hard. Most of us are at jobs that have a greater impact than wins on Sunday. It's not enough. It says this offseason will be exactly the same as the previous.
I'm not going to say that yet until we see what he does this offseason. If he says he's going to take a hard look and operate differently in regards to, and again, define aggressive. Well, that may be different to us than it is to him, but if he's going to take that hard look, what they did last offseason wasn't enough. So what are you going to do differently? Actions are going to speak a lot louder than words.
One definition of trying is failing with dignity. Sounds like it applies here. Kevin. Guys, working hard and working smart are two different things. Nobody cares how many hours of research you put in if it's not good.
Or if ultimately it doesn't result in anything.
This one says, Travis St. Clair Shores, when someone does a press conference and every other word is he's not prepared for the press conference, let alone these types of answers. I don't think that's
some
fair.
Some people are better public speakers than others.
This guy says it should be a drinking game how many times he says What I'm not going to do is judge the quality of general manager by, does he have any verbal crutches at the podium?
Right.
It says, imagine you tell your boss, sorry I didn't get it done, but can you imagine how hard I tried?
Yes. Pass, fail, which also in an F in that situation might mean fired.
It says, I feel worse about the offseason after listening to Brad yesterday. Nothing's going to change. He's still the smartest guy. He'll be looking for a new job in 2 years because he won't fix anything.
Oh, Brad Holmes has done a really nice job of pulling the Lions organization from years and years of irrelevance to being a relevant team run by competent people. So to think that in 2 years he's going to be gone, no. If they miss the playoffs the next 2 years, then yeah, I think everything's going to be gone at that point. But this is a team that has a lot of talent, clear flaws.
Mm-hmm.
But now we need to see them address the flaws.
John, are we really asking a GM to lay out a blueprint at a press conference and discuss what they're going to spend? That would make Brad sound desperate. He'd lose leverage. No, I don't think either of us are asking him to have come out and said, here are the players we're targeting, and here's how we're going to get better with every name and every dollar accounted right for. What I'm simply saying is you come out and you start with the right tone of not up to our standard, disappointment, failed. Yet, same approach at edge. We've been consistently trying to add to the offensive line. We're going to keep doing that. What do you mean by aggressive? There wasn't, like, it was disjointed. Like, I would have loved to know what's going to be different.
Because the questions were disjointed.
And that's fair. When you have a media scrum of that many people and everybody's trying to poke at different topics and different talking points. But my point is, I don't think he ever explained how this upcoming offseason is going to be different. And I'm not saying it's got to be, here are the players and here are the dollars, but give us a little more to understand, okay, you understand you failed. Why will this be different? I think that's the biggest money question, and I don't think we got a satisfying or satisfactory response to that.
No, the only time that when he was talking about the center position and he actually mentioned, we've got to do something, whether it's in free agency, the draft, or trades, like we need to address it. Okay. Now you piqued my interest. You talked about a need, and yeah, you've got three different ways that you can address it. I just want to know that they are going to address it in one of those three ways.
We'll play the audio about him declining to commit on being more aggressive. We'll do that coming up next. We got calls to get to. It's 97.1.
Hey, when it comes to an IRS collection or audit, Abraham & Rose has successfully specialized in resolving all types of tax problems for over 30 years, and you need that experience on your side. Their extensive experience means that when you're facing an IRS collection or audit, you can rely on their firm. Many law firms come and go, but for 30 years of experience, it's a testament to their success. Their experienced team is ready to evaluate any underlying federal or state income taxes or payroll taxes. All you have to do is visit abrahamandrose.com or call 248-539-5040 so you never personally have to deal with the IRS.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Do you feel more confident or less confident in this offseason after hearing Brad Holmes yesterday? I didn't really hear how things are going to be different. I know they want them to be different. He made that very clear. How are things going to be different? Here's Brad Holmes, and then we'll get to the calls. On, will they be more aggressive?
Well, there was no action.
So it is a lack of action. And he can say we don't want to reach, and I can respect that position. We hear that from all the general managers in the city. And to an extent, like, I get it. You don't want to feel like you're getting the raw end of the deal. But maybe your idea of a reach is wrong, right? Maybe your assessment of what a fair deal is wrong. Maybe you're lowballing these teams, and you should be more aggressive, to use the word in the question, and give up more than you're comfortable with, because the alternative is you get to watch games with us this weekend.
They were not able to address the offensive line as it needed to be addressed. And I understand, yes, hey, rookie right guard, basically a rookie left guard as well, because Mahogany had, what, two games last year and was coming into this with very little experience. Miles Frazier. Like, again, it's you're expecting young players to go in there and play. And yes, there are going to be bumps in the road. The issue is you didn't have a center that could go in there, and no one expected Frank Ragnow 2.0, but you have to have somebody that you can plug in that is going to be able to get the job done. And I love Graham. Graham, you know, 3 years ago probably would have been a great answer. This year was not.
Right. That's a good way of putting it.
So I think people focused on the wrong things this morning. To me, this is still all about the offensive line. And if they would have addressed the offensive line a couple years ago and started preparing for Ragnow and Decker, addressed it the right way instead of taking guys like Manu and, you know, Mahogany even later. We'll see. Mahogany can be a decent player.
Right.
But they could have really put some value in. I just can't get past. Like, I go back to 2022, you know, and you tried to get another edge in Pascal in the second round. And five picks later, Cam Jurgens goes to Howie Roseman. Why is he drafting Cam Jurgens when you got Jason Kelsey?
I think
watered the garden.
But in his mind, and what he said yesterday, is it wasn't ignored. And I guess maybe it's this stupid semantic argument, so I don't want to get caught up in it. But in his mind, it's not ignored because they made phone calls and they attempted. But in our eyes, it's ignored unless it's acted upon in a way that actually delivers results. Anything else is a failure, and anything else, you need to change your process.
And I would even go a year further down the road, 23. We've talked about this. Ennis Rakestraw. We all know going into that draft that you were going to have to address the corner position. Terrion Arnold was supposed to be that. He hasn't been. I was fine with that pick. It's not worked out, but to double down on the corner position versus at that time in the second round going and getting an offensive lineman that was going to be a backup that year but could then step in this year?
Right. And the team that's had the most success in the NFC the last few years, they were willing to invest a second round pick in a future center in the second round. Brad wanted to invest 4th, 5th, and 6th round picks.
Yeah.
That's the difference. I mean, that's why people think we stroke Howie Roseman around here. These are the shrewd moves that are layered way deep. It's not trading for A.J. Brown. It's moves like this that they were ready for Jason Kelce to retire.
Right.
Right. And people will say, and I know he addressed, yeah, hey, we did address it with Mahogany and Frazier later in rounds. Well, Mahogany was forced into duty because there was no one else there. Mahogany ultimately might be that guy that you want as, you know, the guy that's going to back up left and right guard if someone gets hurt. Maybe he's the next Awosika.
Yeah, but also maybe he's a day three pick that never really does turn into a stable presence on the offensive line. That's also a possibility.
Right, but so that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Maybe he's not your answer at guard because he should be the backup.
Right, okay. Yeah, okay, I get what you're saying. Let's get to the phones. Mike and Standish, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call, and good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I feel good about it. You know, I think Brad, well, first thing I'll point to is the Mike McDaniel call, right? It's, you know, kind of breaking away from the my guy approach, you know, building with inside. You know, Mike's head coach, well, recently fired head coach and, you know, possible offensive coordinator. I think that just shows, you know, growing outside of what you've already built within. And, you know, to touch on the press conference, I think he was kind of talking about how he tried to address Decker, you know, leaving or retiring in the past with Manu. I mean, yeah, that project might be a failed project. And then if you look at last year, you know, we were one pick away from getting James Pierce, which I think was their guy, right? But, you know, look at the Falcons. They traded up, you know, 2 first-round picks for the guy. So I like the approach this offseason with already seeing, you know, calling for Mike McDaniel. And I am interested to see, you know, if they get someone like Tyler Lindenbaum and if they can spend a little bit in free agency and not extend everybody and get that buy-in from the players and restructure golf.
Mike, I agree with everything you said. We're going to talk Mike McDaniel a little bit later in the show, but you said if they can pursue a Lindenbaum or Holmes was asked, I think it was Burkett that asked him, hey, would you consider spending more in March and delaying some of your extensions because Laporta's off a back and Branch has the Achilles? And Holmes said, but there's other guys that are due extensions too. So that would mean guys like Campbell
or
and
Gibbs.
Yeah. So it sounds like, again, I don't want to read too much into a press conference, but it's all I have to go on, that he still is committed to re-signing his own. Mm-hmm. And if the money's not there in free agency, tough luck. We're not going to change our process. That's kind of the takeaway I got from that.
Then there better be, I mean, then what's the answer at center?
Yeah, well, yeah, I know.
Because I don't really want to go into it with 2 young guards and a rookie center. Like if that's going to be the way that you go about it, now you can acquire guys through trade, but then who are you going to give up? What are you going to give up? Because you have limited draft capital to give up.
Look, this is going to be part of our conversation all show today. We're going to be playing audio. We're going to be taking your phone calls, more or less confident in Brad Holmes. We'll have some fun with the cookie jar. We made some picks. We got Heather with the news. Let's do that here. Heather, what's going on?
So Kelvin Johnson made a recent appearance on Amon-Ra St. Brown's podcast. And while the Lions legend opened up about his playing days, he made an admission that may surprise you. So he revealed that he smoked weed throughout his career and even a handful of times before games towards the end of his career. And he was using it to manage his pain. That was also in the
I wasn't surprised because obviously I know the ventures he's done post-career. Mm-hmm. But John, I didn't have any idea of like how common this would have been or if this was a surprise to you.
It's a surprise to me, yeah. There's a lot of different ways to manage pain. And he chose the weed route.
Sure did. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what else to say about it.
So you didn't have a teammate that did this that you knew of? That was playing?
No.
Okay.
I'm not going to go down this rabbit hole, but there were, and guys have talked about it, Santana Moss, Clinton Portis, like of taking shots before games.
Okay.
You know, to deal with the death of a teammate, which I don't understand or don't approve
taking
of.
Taking shots of alcohol?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I thought, okay, yeah. I'm thinking like shots to manage pain.
Killer.
Yeah, like you're taking a shot of, which I think everyone probably did.
Oh, yeah, I would take multiple.
But I guess to me, you compare that to smoking some weed and one seems like a better option to me.
Yes, yes. Played not the weed
well.
Option.
Yes.
Well,
well
I think my option is different than what you would say.
Oh, you were going to go weed?
Yes.
Oh, really?
I mean, I would rather do that than inject myself with
Toradol?
Yeah, but I know. I knew my opinion would be different than yours.
Yes,
but
very,
anyway,
yes,
he just opened up about that. Kind of shocking to some. The Tigers are among 9 Major League Baseball teams that have terminated their broadcasting contracts with FanDuel Sports Network. So that means the way you watch Tigers games could look different next season. So there is still a chance that they could renegotiate their contract with FanDuel, or it's possible that the MLB could take over. So that could mean that Tigers games could be broadcasted to local fans through the league itself.
I hope Major League Baseball takes over. I don't want to keep going on this roller coaster of will these regional sport networks be able to do it? We lost a bunch of the Tigers season 1 year because of it. So just Major League Baseball step in. The downside is obviously locally here, FanDuel Sports Network, we get on one subscription.
All three.
If you have to have 3 subscriptions to MLB Network or the NHL or to, you know, the NBA, like now all of a sudden that gets complicated.
A Michigan man is going viral after accidentally using a cat filter during a virtual court hearing. So this guy, 22-year-old, was attending the hearing to plead guilty to an assault and battery charge when for a brief moment he did turn into a cat. So the judge obviously didn't find it funny. It basically said, hey, if you can't figure this stuff out, we're gonna put this on pause. But he apologized very quickly, and the court ultimately placed him under a 12-month probation period and gave him a fine. So, tax season fast approaching, and if you want to be the first to file, the IRS will begin accepting and processing 2025 tax returns on January 26th. So mark your calendar if you want to be an early bird, or if you're like me, mark your calendar for April 15th.
Every year we get to this point and I'm like, I'm going to do it sooner.
Well,
me too. And I always wait till last minute.
If you owe, you should wait, right? And if you're going to get money, then you would want the money sooner.
Well, yeah, but you can always go through the process without hitting the send button. And if you owe, you can send it on the 15th.
That's a good point too.
I wait till the last week for sure. I'm always pushing it. Of course, you can extend, you know, file for an extension if you want to, but you still do have to pay what you're owe. You don't get to wait till October to do that. Anyway, just get organized now because it's fast approaching.
It's Heather with the news. It's 97.1. Life gets busy and it's easy to forget that dentist appointment. You've been putting it off. I was at a point in my life where I went longer than I'd like to admit without going to the dentist, but you got to get back in that routine, especially if you want to start the new year with a brighter smile. Brightside Dental is always welcoming new patients. $35 new patient special, and they could see you same day, so you don't have to put it on the calendar and then you get tied up. They've got 9 offices to choose from in Metro Detroit. Going to the dentist doesn't have to be a pain. 1-800-PAINLESS, brightsidedental.com. That's Brightside Dental. No judgment, just care.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of 5-star reviews and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app,
And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's Brad Holmes. Sorry, didn't mean to cut him off. We'll get to you guys here in a second. 248-539-9797. He spoke yesterday, highly anticipated our question to you. You feeling more or less confident? Let's get to Stu in West Bloomfield. Stu, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Good.
All right, man.
And I just got to say to the naysayers, you got to realize from where the Lions franchise was into where we are now, you got to be a little more patient. Rome wasn't built in a day, and we're kind of like overachieving to where we are.
Well, hold on, Stu. I want to take a quick break on that, because when Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell took over, they were out of the playoffs. And 5 years later, we're out of the playoffs.
True. 5 years later, we're out of the playoffs. But, I mean, yeah, every team get injuries, and our center kind of did retire on us last minute. So our offensive line is kind of the reason why we are not in the playoffs this year. I do believe if they had known that Glasgow was going to retire, I think
Rag
they would
now.
Have addressed
yeah.
the center position. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know well, what you yeah, meant, Stu. It's all good.
But it's his job to be able to plan ahead. Eventually, Frank was going to retire. And I think we all knew it was imminent, not necessarily next year or last year, but it could have been this year.
I mean, it had been discussed years in yeah. the making. And Brad even addressed that yesterday, saying that there were some breadcrumbs. Look, they drafted Tate, and that was going to replace Zeitler, who was another veteran player they lost from last year's offensive yep. line. They didn't have an adequate solution to replace Frank Ragnow. And when you say it wasn't ignored and calls were made, which is some of what he said yesterday, maybe it makes him feel good that he's doing the job, like he's making those calls. He's not sitting, you know, on the couch lounging. Yep. Like I don't doubt that he's got a high work ethic. But ultimately, failing while trying is still failing.
Yeah. And it's the essence of that call was it takes time. Well, it's been 5 years. They've been to an NFC championship game. They've had a number one overall seed, and now they're out of the playoffs. So I don't expect it to always, the trajectory is not always going to be a linear line. There's going to be setbacks, clearly a huge setback this year. So when you learn from what you did right, you learn from what you did wrong. What does that look like this offseason now?
Yeah, and when he says, you know, the naysayers don't understand, well, the naysayers have watched them get further from the Super Bowl 3 straight years.
Yeah.
They're not making this up. Let's get to the phones. Let's get to Mike and Novi. Mike, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good.
All right, first thing I want to revisit is, you guys remember the first press conferences from Brad and Dan when they first got hired? They said that their plan pretty much was to build the championship roster through draft, free agency, and trades. And the biggest thing was they didn't want to fall in love with their own guys, correct?
Yes.
I remember this, yeah.
Okay. Yesterday in the press conference, and maybe I'm misunderstanding, Brad said that their plan since day one was draft and develop and re-sign their own players. Did he contradict himself?
No,
I think that's always going to be the nucleus, but it can't be everything. And that's the worry that I have. To your point.
I don't know. Maybe I just...
No, to Mike, to your point, I share some of those fears that they're going to do this or try to do this almost exclusively with their own guys. They need to be the bedrock, but they can't be everything.
I'm pretty sure, and maybe I missed something early on where they talked about free agency, but I think their plan has always been draft, develop, resign. I am with you in that that can't be the only way. And I know that they're going to say, hey, well, we went out and got DJ Reader. We went out and got Carlton Davis before that.
Yeah.
There are other bigger moves that you can make. You're going to have to continue to do that. And we want to know what you're going to do in free agency. Is it going to be a center? Or is the center coming in the draft? Or is the center coming with trade? What are you doing with left tackle? I think that's the perfect situation to address in the draft.
Well, and I think some of this, too, is the walls start closing in on you. You were disappointed nobody pushed or asked about managing the salary cap because it's getting harder.
I mean, like that's one of the biggest issues going into the offseason is like, okay, you know, are you going to rework Goff's contract? How does that affect the salary cap? And he's not going to give you numbers.
But he could say it's something we'll look into.
It's something that we have to address.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to have to, because I mean, you probably end up getting an answer that isn't overly specific, but I would hope it would be to the effect of, well, yeah, we're going to have to get creative. We're going to roll some space over. We're going to have to talk to some of our guys about restructures because we still want to be able to attack free agency and improve this football team. But I don't know how much they're going to attack free agency to improve this football team. It's not something they've done. He certainly didn't give the inclination that things are going to be vastly different in that regard.
Right.
It's about keeping my guys, paying my guys. We're not that far away. I'm going to do the same things at edge. We haven't ignored the offensive line. Like a lot of those things are troubling to hear in totality, because it's one thing to say I didn't do a good job, but then to spend the next 35 minutes not offering up how things are going to be different. That's not encouraging.
Right. And you can say that you've addressed things. And I know you can go back to Sorsdahl and you can look at Miles Frazier and you can look at Mahogany and you can look at Manu. Like, okay, you've addressed it, but not in an appropriate manner.
Right. Let's get back to the people. Let's go to Philip in Detroit. Philip, good morning.
Good morning, Queen Heather, John, Jim, and Tom. Real quick before I get to my point. When y'all said the other day that Heather was in Real Steel, I was sitting in my truck and I was straight to the daggone movie just so I could see Heather in the daggone
movie.
Did you find it? I couldn't watch the whole movie, but I'll pick it up as soon as I get home. I'm going to look for it again.
Right. You know what, Philip? It's interesting you say that because I did that yesterday. I'm like, well, I'm going to go see if I can and find this Real Steel. And the only place I could get it was Amazon Prime, but I had to pay $20 for it. And I'm like,
John, I'm not worth $20. Download it. You'll have it forever. Your kids will love it.
Do you get a residual check from that?
No, of course not.
Yeah, that's what I figured. So I'm like, I'll wait for it to come on TV or something.
No, let me get to my point. I apologize. But so my thing is this. I love everything that I love Brad Holmes. I love everything he's done because him and Dan, they have pulled us out of football purgatory. We were in the basement. We were non-relevant. We were the joke and laughing stock of the league. That being said, I'm willing to give him this year to see if there's going to be some differences or some changes or some things that he addresses. But I am of the opinion of this, that Brad Holmes just might be a great drafter, a great scout of talent. And the GM aspect of the job, that might not be his niche. The business aspect of it, the taking the risk and making the deals. And that's not a knock on him. That's not to say, okay, let's get rid of this guy.
Right.
I am like John, and I'm like you, Jim. Let's give him a chance to right his wrongs, to correct the mistakes and the oversights that he's made. But I am only willing to give him this season to address this because we cannot prolong the inevitable future of us, reverting back to what we were before they got here, because they've done a great, outstanding job. And this is not a referendum on Dan Campbell. It's more so on Holmes because he's the one that gets the groceries and puts them in the refrigerator. All Dan does is just cook with them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Right. So, and so, Philip, I think what you're saying as well is, okay, if he's a great drafter, great. He's the one that continues to draft. As he does the self-analysis, and he figures out, okay, well, I'm not great at trades. I'm not great at free agency. Then you have to hire those around you that are. Yes. And that is their strong suit so that they're a part of the conversation. And we don't expect him to be perfect at every facet of the job. But if you're not perfect at a certain spot, then you hire those around you that can help support you in those roles.
No, and I'll emphasize, this is fixable. Where they are right now is fixable. We can debate how much work needs to be done, but this is fixable. They had a winning record this season. They're going to need to be very targeted in addressing their offensive line. That is the identity of this football team. It will be the biggest jolt they could do. It's not the only thing they need to do, but it's where I would start, and it's where we've spent a lot of time talking. But this is fixable. They could be right back in the division's lead, right back in the postseason, right back hosting playoff games as early as next season, but it needs to be handled appropriately this offseason. Mm-hmm. And our question to you guys is, are you more or less confident after hearing Brad yesterday? It's 97-1.
Hey, you hear the ads. Law firms bragging about some giant verdict, and to them, it's a trophy, and it's just a number, but that's good for them. What does it really do for you if you've been in a car accident? Here's the truth about David Femeninio. He wins big, of course, just like the others, but he knows it's not about the headlines. It's about you. That money pays your medical bills, it keeps your family steady, and it matters only because you need it. That's the difference. With David, it's never about showing off. It's about fighting for you. You can give David a call at 855-65-CRASH or visit him on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
I think I found Heather Park. Looking at the Real Steel blooper outtakes.
Oh, did you already found it?
I think so. Heather, is this you?
That's me. I mean, you can hear the kid's head is in front of me, so you don't see me. But yes, I'm in
damn
more
kids.
Of the movie, not in the blooper. But I did make the blooper reel as well. Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. We're talking Brad Holmes' press conference yesterday. Are you feeling more or less confident after hearing the man speak? Highly anticipated press conference. Tech says Chef Brad has gone from getting glazed to getting cooked. Yeah, we're hip around here.
Yep.
This one says less confident. Brad's presser was 45-minute word salad. Scoffed at every legitimate question about his shortcomings after giving himself an F just because Campbell did. I'm not sure this is the guy who gets us over the hump. Brian in Howell. Another one says his groceries are spoiling. Let's get to Ronnie in Grand Rapids. Ronnie, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I got to say, it's awesome having you guys here in Grand Rapids. Legitimate sports talk radio to listen to, so I appreciate it.
Thanks, Ronnie.
Of course, thanks.
I'm also going to preface this by saying I'm in my friends group, the naysayer, if you will, and which realistically means that I'm just more of a realist person when it comes to the Detroit Lions. And I 1,000% appreciate everything that Dan and Brad have done for the Lions in the last few years. My problem is, I think that he said that he gives himself an F for a failing grade, but I don't think he really believes that he failed. You know, I'm tired of the, 2008, we went 0-16. I feel like we need to forget all that. We need to get past all that. Like, yeah, we got to the playoffs last year. Yeah, we lost. And now we took a huge step back, in my opinion. So for him to go up there and not legitimately answer any question that anybody had is ridiculous, in my opinion. And I also think that, you know, Decker and Skip were crying in the locker room, meaning we need to figure out something because both of those guys are gone. And if you ask me, our downfall last year started when we let Zeitler go, because I feel like if we had him on the offensive line, I feel like it changes everything that we had to try and scramble to do. And I just kind of wanted your guys' opinions on that piece of it.
Well, the whole Zeitler thing, I don't necessarily know that we let him go. Yes, we didn't re-sign him.
Could have offered him more money.
He may have still said at that point in his career,
maybe,
I want to go. My wife is telling me she wants to live in Nashville.
At the same time, I thought they were pretty complimentary of Detroit on social media. I don't want to misquote this. I thought it was his wife was complimentary of being here. But either way, they rolled over cap space. They had unused cap space. Yeah. There would have been a way of, whether it was Zeitler or a veteran guard not named Zeitler, to just make sure you keep that group stable. And it's not enough to say, guys, you wouldn't believe how many phone calls we made. Our pro staff is trying out here, and we're not ignoring it. These are things Brad Holmes said, and I guess I just assumed that you would be trying. I don't really care all that much that you tried. Trying and failing is still failing.
Yeah, it's the whole, we tried, we worked hard, great. You know what? I tried really hard to get ready for this show.
Yeah.
And I worked really hard to get ready for it. But if nobody likes it, then it
doesn't matter.
It's a fail.
248-539-9797. Let's get to AC in Detroit. Haven't heard from you in a minute, AC. What's going on? You're on 97.1.
Good morning, fellas and lady. Just wanted to say, here's my philosophy. I appreciate what Brad has done over the last 5 years. I call now because I care. That this team had me in a position where I didn't care. The Lions were insignificant. It wasn't part of my day or my week. It wasn't getting any of my thoughts. But now I feel like I don't feel like Brad showed, or he did show. He showed that he is going to be stubborn. He's going to stick to his philosophy, his approach. And I think when you look at this team, the secondary is in shambles. You need to refill the offensive line and defensive line. It's not going to get done in one off season. It could, but if Brad is going to stick to his philosophy, his approach, he's going to need two off seasons to really get this team to a true contender. And I feel like what's going to happen is they're going to play a last place schedule next season. It's going to look good. They'll probably win 11, 12 games and get outed in the first round of the playoffs. But 2027 is going to be the real test. Once he's had two more off seasons to really replenish and rebuild this roster, then you'll be able to say, okay, are we actually contenders? Because this coming up season, I think it's going to be fool's gold. They're going to come out with a last place schedule. They're going to probably look better on the record wise, but they won't actually be a true contender.
Yeah, AC, if they don't make serious improvements on the offensive line and defensive line, I think that's the exact scenario that'll play out. They'll win one or two more games, but they won't legitimately be a threat to win the championship. They need to make real changes up front.
And they need to have serious conversations with the medical staff in regards to what are the reasonable expectations for Kirby Joseph, for Brian Branch, for Aleem McNeil. And real conversations with him about, okay, you were able to come back and play, and I get it. He's coming off an ACL, and it's usually that second year back. It was the same for me. And so defensive line-wise, if you expect, and now Tyleek Williams didn't light the world on fire, but you expect in year two that he's going to be better, which I expect, and Aleem McNeil in the second year after his injury to be better, all right, then address the edge. And now you've got four guys up front that you feel are formidable, and then backfill with some talented players. I think the biggest need and the biggest sense of urgency, and he said there's a sense of urgency, is the offensive line.
Yes.
How are you going to handle the tackle position? Because it doesn't necessarily have to be a left tackle. You can move Penei Sewell over, but the tackle position and the center position.
Yeah, I think those are the two bold, italicized, underlined needs for this football team. Brad said they need to be urgent on the offensive line, which is good to hear. But he also said they have been urgent and will continue to be urgent on the offensive line. So if it's more of the same, I don't know that we're getting different results.
Yeah, if it's another fifth-round pick like a Sorsdahl, all right, not good. If it's another going to develop, Manu. And he admitted yesterday, Manu's not in a position to really compete for that position.
Well, and I did like what he said. He goes, I can't just expect that he's going to be a starter right now.
I expected a lot more going into what we saw in year two. Now going into year three, when's the light bulb going to go on? It may not.
Right. 248-539-9797. We've got great response. I see you guys waiting on hold. We're going to get to you top of the hour. We also wanted to play a little bit of the offensive coordinator update game because there's a big name available and the Lions have reached out to bring him in.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk a little bit about Mike McDaniel and whether he could trade an aqua for Honolulu blue. He has been complimentary of Dan Campbell and Jared Goff as recently as this last calendar year.
Yeah, yeah. The inter-squad scrimmage that they had. They came here, they visited, and had a chance to talk about it.
So we'll work in some of the Mike McDaniel stuff in addition to the Brad Holmes question, which is a super easy question. And you guys are doing a great job filling in the blanks on this. Do you feel more or less confident about the offseason after hearing Brad Holmes speak at length with the media yesterday? We also have picks ahead of the NFL wildcard weekend. That's at 8:35. We're going to do the cookie jar at the end of the show today to help wrap up a Friday show and get you into the weekend. So stay tuned to all of that. We'll get into it for the 8 o'clock hour. It's 97.1.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary.
But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.